I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Carlos Mendoza has been fired as manager of the New York Mets. It's an announcement that many fans wondered if it was coming. It comes following a six-game losing streak and after a game Wednesday night that saw the team committing six infield errors, with the whole game sounding something like this.
2-0 to Swanson, lifted in the air. Right field, fairly deep. Back goes Beatty at the track, at the wall. He jumps, but he misses the ball. Caroms off the wall, rolls onto the outfield grass.
That's Howie Rose with the call. Mendoza will be replaced by Andy Green, who will now take over as interim manager for the rest of the 2026 season. Well, one of Coney Island's most infamous rides is celebrating a birthday today.
The iconic and thrilling Coney Island Cyclone is celebrating 99 years.
Well, it was like one of the first roller coasters, you know, growing up. There wasn't many of them things going around.
Ricky says there's no better feeling than riding it.
The first time I ever got on there, I was scared. When I took that hill, I was like, oh my God. But I survived it, and it was easy after that, you know.
Moisha says his parents first took him on it. Then he took his kids, and now he's taking his grandchildren.
Very, very nice. I went a million times. Keep on more for another 99 years.
99 years, and it's still going strong. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Lithium-ion batteries are once again being linked to a devastating fire that injured four people. It happened in Queens early this morning. Flames broke out around 4 o'clock in the basement of a home at 17212 91st Street in Jamaica. All four people were hospitalized for treatment. The exact cause of the fire remains under investigation, but fire officials did say that hazmat teams were called to the scene due to the batteries. Nearly 50 years after Eitan Peitz's disappearance, a new court ruling is offering his family some closure.
It was a case that drew international attention. A six-year-old boy walking away from his family's home in Soho back in 1979. Eitan Peitz, never seen again. In fact, his body was never found. He was declared dead in 2001. Action by the Supreme Court this Monday reinstated the murder and kidnapping conviction involving Pedro Hernandez. And Stanley Peitz, Eitan's dad, who is now 84 years old, telling the New York Times he believes Hernandez is the killer. And now the Peitz family finally will have closure. Peitz telling the Times he hopes finally this is the last chapter in this sad and tragic case. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Hempstead's Board of Education is hitting the redo button on their latest seat election. The state education commissioner ordered the revote within 60 days after allegations of fraud sprang up, some even saying cast ballots were found in garbage bags. Victor Pratt, a trustee, won the May election. He received the third highest number of votes cast by machine, but his total shot up when it came to absentee ballots, accounting for 82. Mail-in ballots for the other three candidates were in the single digits, and that set off some alarms. Pratt has not yet publicly commented on the revote. Another violent attack on a subway platform to tell you about, this one on an MTA employee. This happened Wednesday night around 10 o'clock on the E-Train platform at the 71st Avenue station in Queens. Police say a man got into a verbal dispute with the MTA employee and then proceeded to punch him in the face multiple times before taking off on an incoming train. The MTA worker was hospitalized in stable condition. Photos of that suspect are up on the NYPD's Crime Stoppers X page. That's at NYPD Tips. And the NYPD have tracked down the men who were accused of attacking another man on an MTA bus earlier this month.
Two men are now behind bars and facing charges for allegedly attacking a 73-year-old man defending a pregnant woman that was on board an M104 bus. Police say Jaden Marrero and Donzel Mitchell are both facing criminal possession of a weapon and assault charges. Police say the two men were harassing a pregnant passenger on board the bus, and when the 73-year-old Good Samaritan stepped in to help, they punched him and stabbed him with a knife. The victim was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, you remember this catchy little song. care for all. Well, today is the last day to apply for those free 2K seats. Applications must be in by 11:59 tonight to possibly score one of the 2,000 spots that are being offered to school districts 6, 10, 18, 23, and 27. The full-day program will operate from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., 260 days a year. Initial communities receiving the seats include Washington Heights and Inwood, Fordham and Kingsbridge, Canarsie, Brownsville, Ocean Hill, Ozone Park, and the Rockaways. To submit an application, you go to myschools.nyc, visit a family welcome center, or you can call this number, 718-935-2009. It's been less than 24 hours since the Rent Guidelines Board voted to freeze the rents for roughly or nearly 2 million rent-stabilized units, but there's already a major pushback.
Landlords are threatening legal action, insisting that members of the Guidelines Board ignored data that they say show any freeze would send building after building into disrepair. Building Representative Maxim Nguyen, the only no vote.
Taking a step back, there's a subset of the rent-stabilized stock that is in real distress. But the underlying causes are systemic ones. Those systemic issues need to be addressed. But at this moment, the tools this board has are more likely to cause harm to owners rather than help.
Freezing the rent was a centerpiece of the Mamdani campaign last year, and now Mayor Zohran Mamdani calling this a historic victory for New York City tenants. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.